When we think of pollination, we often think of dense fields of sunflowers, with bees quickly buzzing from one flower to the next. This seems like an efficient method of pollination. After all, it is less work for bees to pollinate neighboring flowers than to fly all the way to the opposite end of the field, right? But here's where the problem arises for fruit-bearing plants. Listen on, and we'll talk about the process of pollination in chokecherries and why it is more advantageous for fruit-bearing plants to be widely dispersed across large forests rather than in dense patches. Pollination is the transfer of pollen from the male part of the plant, known as the stamen, to the female part of the plant, known as the carpel. With the help of insects, animals, or wind, pollination allows for sexual reproduction of plants by production of seeds and fruits for flowering plants. We spoke with Ms. Adriana Suarez-Gonzalez, a PhD student in the Department of Botany in the University of British Columbia, to talk more about pollination and the various factors that may influence fruit production.
And we found that pollen plays an important role for fruit production. And it's not only a matter of quantity, but also quality of pollen.
Is the quality of the pollen somehow dependent on the size of the forest? Since fragmented forests are smaller in size, there is also a reduction in the biodiversity among the plants within it. This reduction in biodiversity dramatically lowers the quality of the pollen that plants produce, and it hinders the efficiency of the pollination process. Adriana explains the details of how the surrounding environment influences the quality of the pollen it produces.
We found that in the ecology part, it's important who your neighbors are. So if you have patches or locations where you have a lot of chokecherry trees, they are really close together, the amount of pollen that the flowers are getting is really low. So we found at least half of the number of pollen grains in these type of dense populations compared to other populations that are more spread out. And
this phenomenon is also quite similar to reproduction in humans.
So the more relatives are around, mm-hmm. the less fruits you are going to produce.
Okay.
And you can think about maybe if you live in a neighborhood where your family is around you, mm-hmm. this could be more convenient, but if you were to create a family and have children, mm-hmm. you may end up marrying your cousin, which would not be the ideal for having children. So it's the same thing with trees. If trees are related or, surrounded by relative trees, mm-hmm. trees or trees that are more similar to each other, mm-hmm. they are going to end up producing less fruits.
As spring comes along, we often see bees hard at work collecting pollen. By doing so, they are aiding plants in pollination and sexual reproduction. By transporting pollen from one flower to another, the bees pollinate the flowers and allow them to reproduce. In a continuous forest, pollinators travel across large areas, spreading pollen from one plant great distances to another. This keeps diversity strong among plants of the same species. Without genetic diversity, the future of species like the chokecherry that are so abundant in vast forests, providing food for wild animals, seems bleak.